Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I hope you have had an amazing week so far. I'm here with our wonderful Caitlin out in New York who gathered the questions for us today. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Kay. Kay, back at ya. So great to be on today. It's nice and sunny here in New York. We just had a big storm, so enjoying a little bit of light after daylight savings. I hope everybody's catching up from that hour they lost.
Yeah, you know, it actually was quite a challenge with Bubby, Kay, even though it seems like an hour to us, like to a baby, it's like a big deal. And it did throw his sleep schedule off a little bit and his naps. But we are back. It just takes a little bit of time for mama and baby and family to adjust. But yeah,
I think everybody struggles a little bit with it. But at least this way we have, you know, more daylight, which is great and good for our energy.
Yeah, no, I know it's the spring is here. This is such a magical time of year to really support that natural resurgence of energy and creativity and finding ways to get outside more and ways to connect with nature more and go hiking and walking. And if you've been in a gym all winter, it's a great time to really think about doing more activities outside. It's just a natural flow. You know, children do it naturally. And even as adults, we really do need that outdoor time. It's really healthy.
I agree. And with that, with spring, with all this energy, we've been getting a lot of questions in the community, a lot of excitement. So I've pulled four, I think, really interesting questions, some different questions than we've had before. So we're excited to see what you have to say about them.
Okay, let's hear the first one.
Okay, great. So this first one's from Alex, and they live in Denver, Colorado. And they said, "You've mentioned being a fan of enemas in the past. How often do you recommend them?"
So, Alex, lots of love to you out there in Denver, which is, I imagine is still quite cold. It's a city that I have not been to in quite a bit of time, but I have been there in the past, and hopefully I'll make it back to beautiful Colorado. I do like enemas. Let's take this a little bit broader. I'll say that I think flushing out our system is a really, really important endeavor. We focus a lot on what we're putting into our bodies, which is obviously very important. We need the right nutrients. We need to really nourish ourselves in the right way. But as I've said from the beginning, Kay, from the Beauty Detox Solution, from the first book, we also need to constantly clean our bodies, clean our wheel, so to speak, and using the analogy of our bodies as a wheel that rolls along and keeps accumulating debris and wastes and acids, both from natural metabolism, the byproducts of natural metabolism, and also external exogenous toxins like pesticides and air pollution and all kinds of things. So we do need to cleanse constantly. I will say the Beauty Detox diet is one that's going to clean you out naturally with all the fiber and all the enzymes. It's a very cleansing diet. On top of that, and if you're going to choose between an enema or, you know, doing something certain times, I think enemas are a great add-on, but I think the detoxy is really key because you could do an enema and it will clean the first part of your GI tract. But if you're not loosening that debris, if it's really impacted in there, you're not really cleaning out. And what's so powerful about detoxy is it's not a laxative. So it's not habit forming. It's not going to exhaust your system. It's basically nasal oxygen that's going to get into your system, help to loosen that debris and naturally get it out. It's a very, very powerful thing to do. It's a very anti-aging thing to do because all these toxins also create free radicals in our system. They age us. They keep our organs from functioning as well. You know, when there's a lot of toxicity in our system and we're inflamed, we start to see more wrinkles and sagging skin and all these external things that, you know, that we don't want to happen on an accelerated basis. Also, our energy drops. So taking detoxy regularly, I don't recommend a lot of supplements, Kay, as you know, but there are a few that I think are very important. And detoxy would be my number one in this regard. Now, on top of that, if you are taking detoxy, if you are eating a cleansing diet and you want to incorporate enemas, I think that's great. It just really depends on your body, how often you would do them. Some people do them once a month. Some people do them once a week. It really depends, you know, depends on you. If you're taking detoxy and you're flushing out, I don't think you probably would need to do them as often. But, you know, this is a very general statement, like maybe once a month would be a good practice, but it could be more, it could be less, just depending on your body type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I found too, like for me, like it varies. Like as you're saying, you just listen to your body and do what feels best.
Exactly.
Very personal practice for sure. Let's see here. We can head into our next question then from Beth, and she lives in Manhattan Beach in California. And I thought this would be an interesting topic to talk about. She says, how would you suggest moving past an event that you feel guilty and shameful about? I did something I'm not proud of, and I can't stop reliving it and feeling negative about it every day.
So Beth, thank you so much for your question and for submitting this. This is such an important topic. And even though we often talk about, you know, foods and tangible things like, oh, like eat this for sleep and do this, and those are all important, our emotions are equally, if not more important to our wellness and our well-being, because how we're feeling on the inside has such a huge impact on everything, on our cells, on our organ health, on our gut microbiome, on our moods, on our energy. Everything is affected. And everything is negatively affected when we hang on to guilt and shame. So here's what I say about this. When we've all done things that we're not proud of, and we do things, we're perfectly imperfect beings, we mess up, we screw up, but underneath it all, we are still these amazing souls. We still are alive, and we have this perfection that can never be taken away from anything that we do. I don't care if you do the craziest, most horrific things in the world. There's still that inner perfection, that inner light that just can never be obliterated. So first of all, I just want to say that no matter what we've done, it's okay. You're still a good person underneath. You're still amazing. You're still a being of light and love. And that's just a fact. Second of all, when we hold on to the guilt and the shame, it really doesn't only negatively affect us, it lowers our energy. And so it actually negatively affects everyone around us. So it's something that we have to see. It's almost like a form of self-punishment, because we're like, we feel bad and we think we're punishing ourselves. But start to look at it like, oh, we're actually hurting other people more by staying in that lower vibration state. And I know it's hard to get past guilt at first, because we think, oh gosh, I'm so bad. I can't believe I did this. So the best thing to do is to just take a moment to process it. And I talk about this book a lot. Kay, I had you read it, called Letting Go.
Yeah.
And he talks about thoughts versus feelings. And just as you said in your question, you keep processing and thinking about it over and over again. If we focus on thinking, we'll be trapped in this whirlwind of thoughts. Millions of thoughts will keep going round and around, and we will never get past the situation. But if we just put the thoughts aside and we focus on the feeling. So it's like a feeling. Often you feel it in your body. It could be in your gut. It could be in your throat or in your heart. It could just be this feeling. You just let yourself really feel it it could be 10 minutes, that bad feeling, if you will, like it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel comfortable, but you just let yourself feel it. And what happens is when you focus on the feeling, not on the thoughts, but really intense feeling. And I did this a lot when I was processing the grief of, my mother passing away last year, just let myself really feel and feel and feel. And what happens is the energy behind it starts to loosen. It's almost like getting a toxin, physical, we're just talking about enemas, getting a physical toxin out of your GI tract. It's like when you focus on the feeling, it like comes up to the surface. It's not repressed down into your being, into your cells anymore. You're letting it come up and out. And you just really let yourself feel and you sit with it. And then I'm a big fan of journaling, writing things down or thinking. And then you can say, well, what did I learn from this? I learned I'm never going to do that again. Or I'm going to consider this, this person, another person in the situation before I do this. Or I learned that, I thought I could get away with this, but I actually feel bad. Just feel whatever lesson you would learn and say, okay, I'm going to go forward. I'm going to do that. And then the greatest gift for you and everyone else is that at that point you just let it go. Mm-hmm. Because you realize that continuing to hold on to that guilt and that shame is not going to do anybody any good. The person that, you know, perhaps you wronged, anyone around you, anyone that comes into your space, yourself, it just lowers the vibration for everyone. So it doesn't add to anything. So we just have to get that radical compassion, that radical self-forgiveness of saying, okay, I've processed this. I've learned the lessons and now I'm going to let it go. And you really just have to keep doing that and going forward and then see it as service too. Like, oh, I'm going to, like, you know, be able to give more to people now. By not having this guilt and this shame, I'm actually going to be in a better energy. I'm going to be able to help more people. So think of it that way as well. And then we just keep going forward. And that's what life's about. Life's about messing up and stumbling and falling on our face, but then learning. Everybody messes up infinite times, and that's just the way it is. But we can't let ourselves get down by those times. We have to keep going forward.
I love that. I just thought this would be such an important topic to touch upon, as so many of us in the community do obviously feel guilt and shame and something that's not often, you know, publicly talked about. So, and something we all feel. So I think that that's so great. The tools you just shared and to talk about this a little bit today, on the podcast with everybody. So we hope you enjoyed it, beauties. We are going to let Kimberly just take a short break here, and then she'll be back to answer the last two questions.
When it comes to bra shopping, it can really be a nightmare, right? So often it's hard to find a bra that looks good and feels comfortable, and we've all had those frustrating fitting room experiences. I recently discovered the brand Third Love, who offers bras in sizes from AA through G, while most lingerie brands only carry 15 sizes. Third Love has 60 sizes, including half cups. You're probably wondering, what are half cup sizes? That's because no other company makes bras in half cup sizes. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they are offering my beauties 15% off your first order. To find the bra you've always been waiting for, and all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It literally just takes a minute, and you can do it all from the comfort of your home. This year, make the change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/beauty now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/beauty.
Hello, guys. It's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen. Check out my podcast, You're Welcome, with Chael Sonnen every Wednesday and Friday right here at Podcast One. We cover the latest in mixed martial arts and everything else going on in the world of sport. Listen free to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, at PodcastOne.com, and on the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Okay, beauties, we're back from our break and we have two more questions for you guys.
Okay, great. So this one's for all the pasta lovers like me. It's from Ruthie and she lives in Nashville, Tennessee. And she says, when it is cooler, I love eating heartier meals like pastas and brown rice noodles, lentil bean pastas as healthier option. Are these okay to use from processed pasta substitutes?
So Ruthie, this is a great question. I love this question. I think that these gluten-free options, the brown rice ones, the ones that are based in lentils, are really fantastic to use and to incorporate. And I'm more of a rice person, Kay. You know, I love like rice. You like noodles. Mm-hmm. Some people, like my dad, like bread. So we all like our carbs in different forms. And remember that everything is balanced. So we are not, we are not a community that says, oh, no carbs. Because what happens is when we say no carbs at all, we overeat protein, for instance, and that means that we can get more congested, we get imbalanced. We need some carbohydrates. We need some healthy carbohydrates, especially help to give us energy. They help to boost our moods. They help to, you know, supply our brains. We get energy. So again, these are okay. These are fine to incorporate. There's certain brands. There's one called Tolerant. I know that is just ground lentils. It is doesn't have corn. It doesn't have any additives. It's literally just lentils in a pasta form, and it's fantastic. One of the moms in my group had it the other day, and she was talking about it. So yeah, and brown rice, like you can certainly incorporate that. These are fine. Now remember that these are not foods that we have every single night, every single meal, but, you know, working them into your weekly rotation, especially with having a salad before, make sure you take your digestive enzymes, which are really important, helping to break down these foods, and then having them with veggies. Fantastic. Like incorporate them into your life, especially with the weather. As the weather gets warmer, you, as you mentioned, you may naturally want more lighter foods, but, no, it's definitely fine to incorporate.
Yeah, I think topics like this are always good because there's always these alternatives and things like that. And some of them, you know, we do want to stay away from, and some of them are okay. So I think it's always good just to talk about them as they come up, substituting, because we all do have the foods we love, and it's if we can have the healthier option, then that's great.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So this last question here, hope I don't say her name wrong, Shipla?
Helpa.
I'm so bad with pronouncing names sometimes. Okay, we'll go with Helpa. And she's from Santa Monica, also in California. And her question is, my husband is interested in becoming more plant-based. Unfortunately, he is allergic to all nuts. What suggestions do you have to make being plant-based more feasible for him? He's worried about the limited food options he may have not eating nuts.
So, Shilpa or Hilpa, this is a fantastic question and amazing. I'm so happy that your husband is interested in being more plant-based. It's great when a family starts to come together more, or a couple, and wanting to eat along the same, you know, the same sort of basic structure. You know, sometimes our partners lag a little bit, or they have a very different idea, which is fine because everybody's on their own journey, but it is certainly nice when we start to become more aligned. So no nuts, no problem, I say, because there are so many other foods. First of all, just when I think about what I eat on a daily basis, there's many days where I don't really eat any nuts. You know, I'm having seeds, certainly. If your husband can have chia seeds and hemp seeds, that means he can also have hemp milk. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's many different alternatives of non-dairy milks. There's all the different legumes, the beans, the lentils. Last night for dinner, I actually had an Italian white bean stew. There's mushrooms. There's, you know, which we've been talking about more extensively, the non-GMO organic tempeh and tofu, which are really great options to work into your dietary rotation. As I mentioned, I do eat tofu now. I do eat tempeh. We see that a lot of the original, you know, the information from the past talking about how bad it is for your thyroid and certain things, the newer research is finding it would be huge amounts that you would actually have to eat for that to happen.
Right.
And that some of that was because of, you know, there's certain organizations that have tie-ins with animal agriculture trying to say how bad soy is. But if you don't have a soy allergy, then, you know, in moderation, soy is really, you know, for a lot of people, okay, including for myself. So there's tons and tons of options. Again, look at the legumes, the seeds, the mushrooms, just the vegetables in general have a lot of protein and nutrients in them. You don't have to just eat nuts to be vegan or plant-based. We have tons and tons of recipes without nuts. And we were just talking about the different lentil pastas and just lentils. And I'm thinking now about all the, you know, the dal and the khichdi and all the lentil foods I use in Ayurvedic cooking and Indian cooking. Yeah, classic. If you look at Indian food, there isn't really many nuts. There's like a couple dishes with cashews, but just all those amazing beans and lentils and all these foods, like you can really build a rich diet without nuts. So do not worry.
Perfect. Yeah. And as Kimberly mentioned, we have tons of recipes on KimberlyCenter.com that you can check out, as well as in her books. There's great recipes in those as well to get started. If you don't have the Beauty Detox Solution, Kimberly's first book, that's great to pick up for just general guidelines for getting started on the plant-based beauty detox lifestyle as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Kay. And we'll link to all these in the show notes. So you guys have lots of resources, a lot you could tap into. You know, I'm so happy that we're together here on the podcast. And I encourage you guys to keep exploring in the community. As Caitlin said, we have recipes. We have, you know, daily inspirations in social media. We have lots of articles on the website. We also have some products that can really help you. So please check everything out and take advantage. We're so happy you're in the community.
Yes. And just before we let you run today, Kimberly, we'd just love to hear what your inspirational thought of the week this week is.
Yes. So here it is, beauties. Self-doubt, not lack of talent, is what really holds us back. So this is sort of interesting. This is a little bit tied to the guilt and the shame. And, you know, it all kind of adds into our self-doubt. Like we were talking about earlier, like, oh, I'm not really a good person, or I'm not worthy of love, or not worthy of this promotion or this job or going for this. It's like all these little voices in our head. We just have to take a deep breath sometimes and just push all that aside. And no matter what we've done, you know, how we label ourselves, we just have to realize that underneath it all, there is this incredible light. There's this, you know, again, using the spiritual term soul, or if you don't resonate with that term, you can just say, you know, our aliveness, just our life, the life being alive, like who we are. There's this incredible potential, this unlimited potential. And it's us that often blocks ourselves. I think almost all the time it's us blocking ourselves. And it's not that we're not good enough, because we are good enough and we have this potential and this talent and this ability to channel, you know, ideas and creativity. So we just have to get past that self-doubt, which really is for most of us a daily practice. It starts with, you know, in the morning when you get up and you're part of the morning ritual, having that time for meditation and stillness, creating an intention for the day, creating positivity, you know, saying, I want to, you know, I intend to go forward. I intend to, you know, create these things. And already starting the day in a really positive mindset can help consciously creating that, because often we get swept up into the day and we're not really thinking about what we want to create. So just starting to really enrich your life with inspiration and positive messages, and trying to cut out negative, you know, people in your feed, or negative friends, or negativity on the news, like certain shows are negative. Just really infusing your life with positivity that supports what you want to create, and believing in yourself. And again, it's a constant practice that happens every day, but it's something we need to put attention to, because once we remove those blocks, beauties, like, the sky is the limit. There's so much you can create. There's so much you can do. So focus on what you want to create and go for it, and remove all that self-doubt, because it's not really who you are.
Perfect. I love that. It's such a nice way to wrap up the show and head into the weekend. I always feel inspired after hearing it. So we hope you do too, beauties.
Yay.
We love spending this time with you, as Kimberly mentioned. Lots of resources on KimberlyCenter.com. That's where you can also go to submit your question. So if you have a question for Kimberly, go to KimberlyCenter.com/askKimberly. And that's where I review the questions, and hopefully we'll air yours on an upcoming show.
Amazing, Kay. Thank you so much, my darling. I love you so much. Putting these questions together, and for being with me. Likewise, community, we love you. We're all connected for a reason. I truly believe that. We're here to support each other and to go forward in life. So remember, we're always here for you. Check out the resources. Otherwise, have a fantastic rest of your week, and we'll be back on Monday. So we'll see you then.